Hello, I promise to bring you the best ideas for overcoming learning problems. And I wondered where to start in this series and decided maybe trauma was the place. Because how can a student or anybody sit through an educational program if they're traumatized and they haven't overcome that? So I think given the sadly large number of our young people who are traumatized, actually quite a few of us in these days have felt some trauma, we need to address that. And this is a wonderful program, really at the top, because it does work. It has great stats. It's proven to work. Works with kids, it works with veterans, it works. And it allows each person to find their own answer. Given the situation of publicly funded university where she worked, and given the situation that we have all kinds of comers, Dr. Broad really could not be using religious language, because then there would be this other threshold to overcome. Some of my previous audience were not very pleased because it didn't have that kind of language in it. And to that, I'm going to say, grow up. I think you know, okay, so speaking to them, I think you know it's not Satan but God who heals. And you probably know that everybody has to hear from God themselves. This program allows for that. And for those of you who are very close on the family tree of religions, you might even open your eyes and see this is prophetic. So we'll talk about that a little later. But for now, let's just say this works for all comers. It's been tested with a wide variety of children and now is being used with veterans. Let's hear what Dr. Broad has to say.
Welcome back, everybody. I've got a guest today I am so excited to introduce you to. This is Dr. Lindell Broad. And this is so important. This really is, because she has a technique that helps abused and traumatized people, especially children, that has proven far more effective than the other tested programs. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. So first off, let's be sure everybody knows who you are and a little bit about your credentials. So you're a licensed psychologist.
Yes.
You're retired from the faculty at
Texas Southern. I was there 42 years.
Yes. And you have been working in residential treatment for abuse.
Over 25 years.
Yes. So that's, and you've given many, many papers and published. And so what you're saying is scientific, and we won't try to drill down and geek out for for the people who are listening today, but I want people to understand the expertise that you come with. So tell us how you got into working with traumatized and abused children.
We started back in the 70s. Mimi Lupin, she's has her clinical psychology degree. She and I actually went to school together, her master's degree. And after we got out of graduate school, she developed the Only Knew Me. And for those that want to know about it, it's www.oldmeknewme.com, all one word. And her husband did The Voice. And we began using this program with behavior problem children. We used it in schools and then in private practice. There were lots of research studies done on it from the 70s to about 2010, I think. And the stories, each story has a different kind of lesson, like Trip to the Stars about self-esteem and self-power. And there were different stories. And later she developed some, particularly four behavior problems, Robin and the Magic Kingdom. And they're all guided imagery things with lessons. So we used those for years and years. And then in about 95, my husband Blair Powell and I started working in residential treatment facilities. And we did a study on 85 boys. We also did some girls also, but in this particular study. And there were two findings that informed both our remediation work and our trauma work. And that was that these children had very, very poor auditory memory. They were much better with visual. And as a matter of fact, just the other day, I looked at the first 30 boys, and the visual memory and visual processing was 7 years higher than the auditory. So then we thought, why are we doing so much talk therapy? And so we had used Mimi's relaxation program with visual imagery and had wonderful results in decreasing anxiety, aggression, oppositional behavior, improving concentration and self-esteem. But then it took a turn when we started working in residential treatment.
Now, my understanding is that almost all treatment in psychology is talk therapy.
Yes.
And you discovered that there's probably not much chance that this is going to work, at least not on all these kids. And so you knew that this visual program that your friend was already using was working really well. And unfortunately, we have lots of behavior problems, but now we know that we have a lot of abused and traumatized children. We've got to find something that works, and so this program is working.
Yes. Now, we have worked with behavior therapy, rewards, and reinforcement systems also. Mm-hmm. But what I began to see with the children in residential was that the deep-seated, almost unconscious level at which they had coded this trauma into negative emotions, it just wasn't, they just weren't able to let go of that past. Mm-hmm. So we begin with a picture that says that events from the past you can't change, but the negative emotions related you can change through the trauma program. Mm-hmm. So that was the first thing for them to understand, the difference between events mm-hmm. that you can't change mm-hmm. and the emotions.
I think that's actually very important. That's true for all of us. You know, the thing happened.
Yeah.
You know, you can't avoid pain, but the continued suffering is optional. You can change your thoughts about that.
Yeah. So then what they did is we created an oval that showed that trauma and abuse and these things went through the conscious into the unconscious, and at the bottom of the oval there were a few emotions, and they selected which ones they felt like they needed to let go of, the negative emotions. And I think we started with about 5 or 6, and I think it's up to about 15. So the boys inform this therapy as they go, but what about this or what about that? And one that I've noticed a lot of is confusion. They want to let go of confusion, but then they want to bring in clarity. So as they let go of the negative emotions, through this visualization, we bring in the positive.
So they get to choose what they're going to work on.
I think that's the key.
Yes, well, it is in the classroom, in my classroom anyway. And so when they're ready, then they choose what they're going to let go of through the visualization and what they're going to bring in.
And they create a picture. So like one of my favorite ones that I know you've seen is the lighthouse, and the light coming out is a visualization of the way they're going to let that go, or let it go in a balloon. Or let it go in a waterfall, you know, and the kids are real creative. So that was the way we did the trauma therapy, and I should tell you the name of the therapy. It's CAIR, C-A-I-R, Create an Image Relaxation. So that it has the picture image that the child creates, create an image, and then the trauma part of it is done in relaxation as they visualize their picture that they specifically drew.
Mm-hmm. CAIR. C-A-I-R.
Create.
And
image.
Relaxation. Great. Okay. Now, it was Mimi Lupin that started with the relaxation.
Yes.
And she's got a website, we said, omimimi.com,
mm-hmm.
right?
Correct.
And she's got materials that people can still buy.
Correct.
And in fact, we're so excited, maybe that will be out on the market in a more wide way. And then this program, you used it for years in
yes.
residential. So these would be the harder cases.
And so, with girls that are victims of sexual trafficking also.
Wow. And this is so, this is a hot topic now. We realize, unfortunately, we have quite a problem. And I think, you know, many people are getting involved in this. They'll be so happy to know that there's some experience techniques to use with them, because it's just unimaginable what that does to the psyche of a small young girl. So I'm very pleased to be bringing this out. Where can they find out about your technique? Maybe there's a teacher who'd like to know about this, or another psychologist. Where can they? Well,
we're going to have to create a website.
For now, come to my website at www.greatshalom.org, and we'll have some visuals and some summary and contact information.
The second way that this was used down the line a little bit at residential was the boys, they actually call their group the serious group because they're serious about their therapy. I'm just laughing.
That's wonderful.
But they started creating three pictures as a group instead of an individual picture. And like the last set of them, the first one usually has their therapy dog, two sides, my therapy copper spaniel, rescue copper spaniel. They always want to include him, as the girls did in the victims of sexual trafficking, also included him. And that's just a first picture of them. They had a monkey and banana trees and silliness. The second picture was a volcano, and they made it in glowing paint. I mean, it is glowing. And out from the volcano is frustration, hate, fear, anxiety, anger, aggression, all these different negative emotions. And one of the little boys said, yeah, well, we're going to, when it comes out of there, we're going to have quicksand down there. So it sucks it in and it's never coming back. So it had quicksand. The last one that they did actually last, I thought was very spiritual. They had done a mountain and the sky was silvery blue. It was also kind of iridescent. And they had a halo in gold paint and these gold rays coming down with trust and love and faith and hope and safety and security and calmness and peace. They choose a lot of calm and peace, and they're working on trust. So that's another of the resiliency factors that are improving. So that's the second way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that even from the adult perspective, we'd like to bring in these positive values, trust and faith and hope and joy. And it feels like we're stuck. It's very difficult. And we have rocks in our backpack.
Yes,
that's the visualization from you. Yeah, tell us some stories about kids who were real stuck and made great progress.
Well, the last version of this therapy, because trust me, the kids are the ones that keep making it go on and new facets of it, was actually a little 8-year-old girl that was sexually abused by her father at 3, so it's really traumatic. She'd been through a lot of talk therapy. And so she had drawn her pictures, and all my children have Mimi's relaxation program to use at home. So they can, in the session, they will learn how to use relaxation better. And she decided she wanted to create a story. So a picture, a group of pictures, now a story. And she saw herself jumping off a cliff and into like a tunnel, and she became a mermaid. And she took a purse with all these negative things in it to the bottom of the ocean, and she put those in this treasure chest that she locked up. And then she said this just spontaneous. As she locked the thing, she said, oh, the darkness has been overcome by the light.
Okay, so the gal had a treasure chest.
Yes, and she put all these blocks of all, they were like ABC blocks that had anger and frustration, sadness and all. And as she locked the treasure chest underneath the water, she said, oh, the darkness has been overcome by the light. And I began to realize that the good and evil areas that we've talked about so much are incorporated in young children. She was only 8 years old, in terms of her visualizing the bad stuff that happened she couldn't change, but she could bring light and calmness and happiness. So as we let go of the negative, that's one of our big things, is to bring in the positive and resiliency, trust, optimism, self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And I think I'll just, some people are a little concerned about guided imagery.
Yes.
So maybe you have an answer for that. I thought I would address that too. So do you have something you want to say?
Well,
if somebody's concerned?
Some people, you know, equate relaxation and hypnosis, and people distrust hypnosis. But relaxation really, it's almost like the prayer level to me in some ways. It's when you kind of take the outside world and let it calm down and turn inward. I think that, you know, they say we only use 10% of our brain. So it's a way where someone can focus their own development towards positive things that they want. And that's the wonderful part about Mimi's stories, like Trip to the Stars, about self-power and self-esteem. And finally, at last, I asked her to write me a story for this trauma therapy, and she did. And it's my boy's favorite story, that and Star. And it is a Native American woman with flute music going up to Magic Mountain, where there's a waterfall, and it kind of washes off this away. And the first sentence is that events from the past you can't change, but you can change your emotions. So it was really written with this care therapy in mind.
Mm-hmm. So what I would say to people who are worried about guided imagery is that, in fact, imagination, nobody says imagination's bad. The Lord gave
dreams.
Us that. Right, right. But if anyone is worried about it, you can play the story and see what the story is.
Exactly.
And then if it doesn't offend your faith, then you can feel safe to relax with that story. And we all know that. And every tradition in the world that I know of has quiet time and a deep communing with the Lord. But sometimes, and I know this even for myself because I was in a car accident, it's sometimes it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah? And so whether it's physical or some kind of trauma or whatever, if it's hard to do that the way you'd like to do it, if you were a saint or a guru or whatever, you might not be able to do that. But if you have some sort of stuckness, this is a great
technique. Yes.
And so it's really not something to be afraid of because you can control it.
And also, you know, back when we first started this, one of the big discussions was about hyperactive children and medication. And I'm not opposed to medication, but I think children must learn self-control. That's just part of growing up and being able to make it. Because, you know, hyperactive kids can end up getting in trouble with the law, with their temper, with impulsiveness, acting before they think. And so one of the stories that my parents really liked was the trip to the beach, because it was about you can control your body. And the captain of that ship is now controlling that out in the ocean. And so it really helped parents that wanted something other than medication or in addition to medication to help teach self-control.
Yes. Well, we all can learn.
Amen.
Yes. And so this is not something that's going to conflict with someone's faith in any way. But it is a technique. And it really has had a lot of benefits, and I'm so pleased to introduce my listeners. Have you got another great story for us?
Yeah. Well, I think that, and I love saying this because it really is that we started this trauma thing with kids that came from Katrina, and I have to laugh and think it's light years away from where it was then. The core thing about drawing a picture and relaxing was there. But we didn't give the resiliency test. That wasn't even on the market yet. It was just coming out. There was so much. And so as the boys have done this and they've made their contribution, the therapy has actually changed. And so I think that, for example, there's one thing that that Mimi really liked, and that is the idea that when you're doing this therapy, you also have the child bring up that negativity out of every cell of its body. Out of the heart, out of the brain, out of the mind, take a deep breath and release it. And the other thing that the kids really like, their positive emotions, they decide that it's a light coming to them. So if it's clarity, it might be a white or silver light. If it's calmness, it might be blue or gold. And they actually visualize that emotion as a colored light coming into them, filling their mind, filling their brain, filling their heart, filling their body. Because as we know with stress, It's held in the at the cellular level and at the muscle level and at the physical level, not just the mental level. So that's a kind of way for them to clean out all of the body and then bring in the positive. And that really was developed about midway through this therapy. Mm-hmm. And the boys really like that. They like that technique with the colors. They chose their own colors.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. It's great that the boys got involved.
Yes.
Because so many things, you know, the girls do, but the boys are left out. And you have all this experience with the guys, and well, you're involved.
Well, the girls are victims of sexual trafficking. They really started the three poster thing. They had two socks. He came to see them when I'd come the day. And he had a bone in his mouth. And the tree had leaves coming off. It almost felt like tears to me. But there was the positive sunshine. And he's carrying this bone. And the next thing, this bone is underground. And I said, no, wait. We're not repressing something into the unconscious, are we, girls? And they start laughing. They said, look, the one bone is now five bones. It's falling apart. And the things they had on those bones were anger and guilt. Girls talk and sadness and all hate, fear, all this stuff. And then that's underground and comes up this beautiful flower that has forgiveness and acceptance and peace and love. And I'm just sitting there going, okay, so now you've taught me how to do this. This is young. So that's where the three posters came. Mm-hmm. And then the boys have done that several times.
That's just wonderful. So I hope everyone caught that the two socks is the therapy dog.
Yes.
Right, and so the girls drew him into the picture.
And the boys do too. He's in everything. He's like a rescue. He's a Cocker rescue. And I asked Cocker Spaniel Rescue, because my other therapy dog had died, to actually get me a dog that loved kids and loved boys. And one day I was at the treatment center and I said, oh my gosh, this dog loves these boys more than me, feeling a little insecure. And they said, Dr. Brown, what did you ask Cocker Spaniel Rescue for? I said, I'm a dog that loved boys. And they went, be careful what you ask for. So, you know, he's just really great. He's worked with Healing Species, which is a character development program. And I'm about to start working him, I think, in nursing homes. He's now 10 years old, so he's really ready, I think, to work with older people also.
Yeah. Well, it's just wonderful, and I'm so glad that we know some ways to help children. You've done some scientific studies. These are published, so if you've got people who do that, they can look for you in the scientific literature. Lindell Broad, B-R-A-U-D, and everyone can go on to Mimi's site, oldmenewme.com, and of course my site, www.great, like big G-R-E-A-T, shalom, is S-H-A-L-O-M, greatshalom.org, and I will put a few visuals there, and when we get a link to your site, then we'll put that up there. So thank you so much for your work, really and truly. I wish we didn't have traumatized people in the world, but we do. I wish we didn't have abused children in the world, but we do. And so we thank you so much for your work. And
I've enjoyed being with you
may
today.
May it spread everywhere.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, thanks.
Now, that's Dr. Broad's therapy technique on how to overcome trauma. And hallelujah, I would embrace that. We need healing in the Christian world, too. Dr. Broad knows that this is a Christian broadcast, and we all know that there is time-honored methods within Christianity to have a completely new me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, Paul wrote to the people in Corinth, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creature, and old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. And now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. He has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ. And all Christians know this. So, Yes, absolutely. I would invite you to new life in Christ. And in Christ, Jesus, there is healing, and there is prosperity, and there is great shalom, there is all of that. And I see no reason why that can't be downloaded immediately. Often it takes a process. But if you want this new life in Christ, it's available. It's available. And the way I know to help you connect to it is to join in prayer. I'm going to use the words of Romans. Again, Paul wrote to the folks in Rome. Romans 10 at verse 9, it said, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Saved is, sozo is very, in Greek, very similar to the Hebrew word for shalom. For with a heart one believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed, making reference to Isaiah 28:16. All right, so I invite you to pray with me. Dear God, I confess you're Lord. I admit that I'm a sinner. I believe that you raised Christ Jesus from the dead and therefore can make a new life in me. And so therefore I give you my life to make it new. And I receive that and all of your blessings. Help me to live as your child, as your subject, of a perfect parent and a great king. Oh, thank you for it. Amen. Now that's the beginning. That's the beginning. And you need to find out what the Bible says, and you need to walk with a group of Christians. I know no other way. And it does say to be baptized. This is the beginning of a new life. And there is healing. And even in the Christian circles, I think there will be prayer and different kinds of prayer. So take what you can, please. And if you have prayed this prayer with me and have a fully new life, let me know about that, okay? And if you haven't found a church, then let me know, and we'll try to hook you up with one wherever you are in the world. Just look for one that teaches the Bible. And do tell your friends that you have committed to the Lord. This is important. Okay, so, and then find a church that believes in healing, I would say, right? And I don't really care too much about their methods. That's not the issue, okay? As long as it's biblical. Now, for anyone who plants a seed of any size, I will see that you get a digital copy of a transition picture like the ones that Dr. Broad's participants draw. And for anyone who sows a seed of $100 or more in 2020, I will send you a handmade prophetic picture of this kind of transition from the old to the new. Hand painted, not saying if it will be watercolor or what, but hand, or maybe not painted but pastel, but a handmade picture of transition, prophetically painted, right? So that's worth a lot, and you'll get an original one for, as a thank you gift, for $100. I think probably the value there may be more than the offering. All right, but do plant a seed. We would be happy if you would help us bring this word of hope and health and healing and success for children, okay, to all comers, because we're ambassadors for Christ, right? And you can help with that if you will back us with some money to make this possible, okay? And this is Sharon Sorrell still saying that God wants total well-being for all children. For more information, log on to overcominglearningproblems.org. overcominglearningproblems.org.